Good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. 641. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Those are real. All right, don't forget later on, Screaming Yellow Summer is taking place. Hunter and I are going to tell you all about that here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's keep moving with your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Yeah. Take your cars, trucks, SUVs, it don't matter. Take it over there. You're going to go, this was the right choice. That's what you do with AIR, man. And they're bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer as well. So tell them thanks for that. Well, KISS have officially announced an upcoming residency at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. That's a mouthful. The band will perform a total of 12 shows running from December this year into February of 2022. According to Gene Simmons, the decision to return to Las Vegas for another residency was partly due to financial reasons and partly because it's less grueling than the full-scale touring. He said, quote, there's a matter of the heart and then there are matters of the pocket, and it's nice when they are both covered. He also went on to say they pay well and the reasons, and that's reason enough, but it's also easier for the band because you don't have the wear and tear of traveling, which obviously the guys in KISS.
Yeah, but you got the wear and tear of Las Vegas.
That's true. That's true. Exactly. So a day in Vegas is like a week in normal people time. All right. Anywhere
just
else.
Saying. Yeah. If you come to Gary, Indiana for a tour day, it's going to be a little bit more relaxed than Vegas every night. I'm just saying.
But at least you can go rest your bones in a nice hot tub with some hookers. You know what I mean?
Very true.
So while KISS haven't implemented a vaccine mandate for their concerts, they will be taking alternative precautions to ensure the safety of the band, crew members, and fans. They also won't host their usual backstage meet and greet packages that they have. So if you're a KISS fan and you're a Vegas fan and you can get out there, you might be able to see the
I got a question.
Yeah.
So if you make it as a band, we'll say Brock and I, we make a band, we make it. Make it big, right?
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, but we'll just say
hi. The band's going to make it, man.
The band made it, bro. So at that point, can you just tour any time in your life? Like if your band had made it in the past.
Yep.
And you're 90 years old. Can you be like, you know, I think we're going to tour this year. And then it just happens?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, wow. If at this point, if the Rolling Stones said, you know, hey, we want to play at Madison Square Garden, they'd probably bump things to make it happen. You know what I mean?
So people make it work. So you just got to say the word if you're at that level.
I think so. At that certain level. You know what I mean? So yeah, like for us, if we say, hey, we want to go perform, they'll be like, absolutely not. You two are horrible. Get out of here.
You got to be worthy.
You got to be worthy of it. You guys suck. Get out of here. Anyway. But
we're not worthy.
We're not worthy. KISS coming to Las Vegas. Very exciting. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, August 17th, 1986, Rick Allen, you know him as the drummer of Def Leppard, played his first concert with the band since losing his left arm in the car accident.
You got guys playing basketball, going to college with one arm, like a drummer's just killing it with one arm.
The story of him losing his arm is pretty nuts. Like, he was, like, aware. Like, after the accident, it's not like he was knocked out laying there with his arm cut off. Like, he was up walking around, and some guy whose field he crashed and came up and was like, hey, are you okay? And he's like, and he's just standing there with his arm cut off. Dude, crazy, man. Just right off.
Yep. You know, I got to give him a big shout out and a big thank you because he was part of the reason where I saw my first concert boobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You saw Def Leppard in concert? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. There at Silverhawk Stadium, where it would be the South Bend Cubs now.
Nice.
Dude.
All those tan, freckly, big fake boobies. Fantastic.
Tan, freckly.
Bunch of mom bombs going, woo!
Yeah, just having a good old time.
Pour some sugar on me, Def Leppard. Woo! Fantastic. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. We'll be back with more, of course, rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. It's the Plan B Morning Show.